USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court said Friday it will review President Trump's efforts to exclude immigrants from census counts. If allowed, the policy would shift both political power and funding away from regions with large illegal immigrant populations. Can a toy gun cost a child's life?
A teenage boy was shot and killed, and another is being questioned after an incident east of Houston. The shooting happened at about 2 o'clock Friday morning. A 911 caller said he arrived at an apartment to meet a woman he met online when two young males approached him, armed with what appeared to be a rifle. The man thought he was being robbed, so he drew and fired his weapon, then fled and called 911. The surviving teen tried saving his friend with CPR. Deputies and paramedics assisted, but the teenager did not survive. The weapon the teens had was actually a toy rifle made to resemble an AR-15. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Deputies say the surviving teen is uncooperative. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie had a very serious bout with COVID-19. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is encouraging people to wear masks after being in ICU with the coronavirus. Christie believes he caught the respiratory illness after attending a White House event and helping President Trump prepare for the first presidential debate, all without wearing a mask. Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America,
"It was a mistake. You know, I was led to believe that, you know, all the people that I was interacting with at the White House had been tested, and it gave you a false sense of security. And it was a mistake. You know, I've been so careful, George, for 7 months because of my asthma, wearing masks, washing my hands, social distancing. And for 7 months, I was able to avoid the virus in one of the worst hit states in the country, in New Jersey."
If you're going to be anywhere near people, wear a mask. And fellas, there's a bonus. You won't need to shave as often. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A joint European and Japanese spacecraft just used the planet Venus as a space break. This critical maneuver took place Wednesday night and now continues to its final destination, orbiting Mercury within the next 5 years. Jeremy Wilkes on Good Morning Europe maps out its course.
The problem is that you need an awful lot of fuel if you want to go there directly, and they want to have an awful lot of science instruments on board, so they go the most economical route possible. They go 7 billion kilometres, they go around Venus, they go around the Earth, they go 6 times around Mercury before they can break into position. The reason is that you basically need to slow down, watch out for the sun, which of course has a huge amount of gravity. You can kind of fall into the sun. I'm simplifying here, but really that's the complication that they face.
The spacecraft Bepi Colombo is two spacecraft in one and will separate once in Mercury's orbit. Johannes Bangkok from the European Space Agency tells Good Morning Europe some of the challenges they're facing.
One special thing about Mercury is that it is a very fast rotating planet around the Sun. And so on one hand we are braking against Sun's gravity, but on the other hand we have to speed up our spacecraft that we fly together with Mercury. And when we are there, then we can put our two orbiters in the dedicated orbits to do their best for science.
The two spacecraft built in Europe and Japan will primarily survey the planet's geology, evolution, and magnetic field. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.